USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not exonerate President Trump of obstruction of justice or find that he committed a crime. That's according to a summary of Mueller's findings provided to Congress by the Justice Department. The summary also says Mueller did not find that the Trump campaign or its associates conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 election. House Democrats, meanwhile, aren't ruling out calling Special Counsel Robert Mueller and others to testify on the just-completed report. On Fox News Sunday, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, Republican Doug Collins, calls that a waste of time.
When it comes back not what they want, now they decided that they can just try to go around it and draw implications so that others can doubt it. That's just wrong.
Gun rights advocates showed up in Oregon's state capitol yesterday to show opposition to gun legislation that's been introduced in the legislature. On the other side, there were supporters of the measures. The Defend the Second rally on Saturday was organized by Oregon-based weapons manufacturers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The rescue of passengers by helicopter on the cruise ship Viking Sky off the coast of Norway is finished. American Beth Clark describes being taken off the ship.
The guy came down from the helicopter, one of the Coast Guards, snapped my belt and said, hold it, and shot me up about 100 feet in the air and onto the helicopter.
Most of the 1,300 passengers were placed one at a time on helicopters and flown to safety, but a few hundred more remained on the ship as it was towed to safety. While R. Kelly fights sex abuse charges in a Chicago courtroom and seeks permission to tour again as a way to pay child support, his ex-wife, Drea, spoke at a women's empowerment event in Kansas City.
I don't live my life as a victim anymore. I don't even say I live my life as a survivor anymore. I live my life as an advocate. So at the end of the day, it's not about R. Kelly and Drea. I fight for all women.
Catholics today are celebrating the first feast day of St. Oscar Romero since he was canonized in November. The priest helped the poor and afflicted in El Salvador, becoming the Archbishop of San Salvador. He was assassinated in 1980. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another Powerball jackpot misfire. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
On Saturday, these Southern California Powerball ticket buyers were all making plans about what they were going to do if they won.
I'm going to tell my boss to kiss my in every language known to mankind.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Love my house.
But the $625 million fourth largest Powerball jackpot ever went unclaimed again. No one has won the big prize since December. The next drawing on Wednesday has an estimated value of $750 million before taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Purdue goes to the Sweet 16 with an 87-61 win over Villanova, something Wildcats head coach Jay Wright tries to keep a positive point of view about after the defending champions lost a chance to make a return to the tournament this year.
Just an outstanding basketball game. They're a very, very good team. We knew that coming into the game. They just have great balance, inside game, ISO game, drive, shoot threes, defend great as a team. Just really, really impressive, and we wish them luck.
Purdue guard Carson Edwards had 42 points.
Honestly, I wouldn't say I even knew I had a career night until the game was over. I mean, I'm just so focused on just trying to get the win, you know, especially when games like this where you value every possession. So I was just out there fighting with my brothers, and we was able to get the win. I was able to have some shots fall for me.
Purdue will play Tennessee and Louisville, Kentucky on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.